Citizens in Charlotte, North Carolina, for years have been able to learn how government works through Civics 101, a class offered by the League of Women Voters. In response to the city's growing Latino population, the League this year is offering the class in Spanish. Latinos are hoping the class will help them get more involved in politics. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Amy Quintin reports.
It's the second hour of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board meeting.
But the question for the board is, are we going to, with this vote, change our pupil assignment plan?
By this time in the evening, it's not unusual to find observers yawning. But one group finds the government meeting fascinating. They're Latinos, who in many cases are observing a public hearing for the first time. Maria Summers is originally from the Dominican Republic.
That was so exciting to know that you can actually approach these people. They're right there, and you can talk with them, let them know what your concerns are, and you will be heard.
Summers is one of several dozen Latinos taking Civics 101. It's a course designed by the League of Women Voters to teach Hispanic residents the basics of government. The course covers city and county government, the schools, the courts, and the media. It's the first time it's been taught in Spanish, and for Hispanic residents like Summers, it's an eye-opening experience.
In the package that we got, we were even given the names, the address, the phone numbers, their emails of all of the city council members, and that was really, really interesting that you can actually have access to them.
Many Americans would take this information for granted, but Summers doesn't, even though she's lived in the United States for 23 years. She says many Latin Americans distrust their governments, so it's not surprising some know little about how the U.S. government operates.
Americans should be very, very glad and proud that the way this country is run, because in Latin countries, it's not usually like that. You know, you just don't have the right to go in and sit in the city council and listen to the issues.
In an earlier class, students watched the city council change a vote because of protests from citizens. Charlotte resident and native Nicaraguan Maldia Melendez says many of the students had never seen anything like it.
For the group, the Hispanic group that came to see this, to be there actually, because they never been in that chamber, they don't know how to get there. It was something big. It was something that, oh my goodness, I didn't know that you could do this in America. And I say, yes, you do this in America.
In the last 10 years, Mecklenburg County has seen its Hispanic population jump 500% to about 45,000. But so far, the community hasn't been able to translate those numbers into much of a political voice. Melendez, who came up with the idea for the Spanish version of Civics 101, says she hopes the course will help increase the Hispanic community's political involvement.
I wanted them to learn exactly how the government operates, how they can be more involved, more active in order to be good citizens and in order to educate the community. I believe that education is power.
It's a lesson Maria Summers has already learned.
By taking this class, the Civics 101, we've been empowered to know that we have a voice and that if we have concerns and issues, that we can address those issues. And it's very interesting to know that here the government of Charlotte allows us to participate.
Peeling away the distrust of the government will take time. Melendez had to personally invite most of the 40 Latinos participating in the pilot class. But she's hoping through word of mouth, next year's course will be bigger and will help foster a community of Latino leaders. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quintin in Charlotte.